Hello, everybody. Welcome to another NFW podcast. Tonight is episode number 421. Can you believe it? 421. No One Lives from 2012. It's just a random movie that popped in my head. Figured it would work well for this show because it's a pretty good horror movie. So anyway, Jake is here.
Also because we needed a damn good movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, but we're all different here.
So. Yo!
And Miss Mona is here.
Hi.
Hi. Andrew is under the weather, so if you want to send Andrew get well wishes, you may. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he said he was in the hospital last night, but he's home now, so hopefully he'll be better soon. Suzanne is, I don't know where Suzanne's been. Contact has gone very quiet with her. I don't know if she's just working every week now or if she just doesn't want to be on anymore. I don't know. Send messages to Suzanne. Anyway, No One Lives from 2012. And I'm going to say 3, 2, 1 and go. When I say go, everybody going to hit play. 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, I saw this one probably in 2012. So it's been a good 10 plus years since I've seen it.
Probably was like, maybe at least. Look, Willis, WWE.
Oh, yeah, that's a WWE joint. When they were still doing movies.
I'm behind.
How are you behind already?
Because it wasn't playing.
No. Well, 35 seconds. You just had a cock on screen. You missed it.
Yeah, right. Of course. Oh, there it is. There's a cock.
See? Told you.
Not my kind of cock. I got all excited. Jeez.
What kind of cock do you like?
Tell me when you're a big fat one at 147.
Oh, then you must be in love with me. 147. All right, got 40 seconds to go. You're going to miss this wonderful opening.
In love with you. I'm in love with the dick dragging around the body.
Yep. She's going to drag me around when we have the zombie apocalypse. She's going to carry me to safety.
I'm going to have to carry nudie everywhere.
Because I
be
can't.
Be really strong. I need He-Man legs.
All right, we're at 130. She just stepped on some glass barefoot.
Howie.
140,
145, 46,
47.
Okay. She's running.
Run as fast as you can. Go!
Go! Go!
You almost made it, girl.
Stop all that damn yelling. Tyrus saying he's still NWA champion.
Yeah, sadly. What does that say?
I think it said nobody lives.
Yeah, he can barely move. I don't know why the hell he's a fucking champion. But, and you watch NWA, it's so fucking cheap looking. And
it's not
literally fighting in fucking high school gyms.
It's not the same no more like it was when it first came out.
No. I love it. It always looks so bad, the screens when they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched The Pope's Exorcist the other day.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Why?
Why what? Why did
Why did
you watch it?
Why did you like it?
I don't know. Thought it was good. I wasn't bored with it. Let me guess, you hated it?
I haven't seen it. I don't like movies like that. I think they're stupid because I hate anything that has to do with Christianity.
Well, it's not really. It's more about a possession than anything else.
Yeah, but Satan shit, that's ridiculous to me. I just can't. I just can't with that.
I can't.
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I'll probably check it out sometime.
Russell Crowe was good.
There is
subtitles if you can turn them on, by the way. I don't know why they're not burnt in, but there is
a cat that looked like Russell Crowe.
There is a subtitle track, so.
There we go.
I thought I burnt it in. I must not have, but.
I'm not trying to do anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to try to do anything or ruin everything.
Oh. No, don't say that.
That guy's been in a lot of shit.
Old man?
Yeah. He's very familiar looking.
Isn't that homeboy that played in Dracula Untold?
The Wait, guy? What? Untold Willis?
Shut up, Jake! Josh Lucas?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, what the hell? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Those are not good subtitles.
I don't even have subtitles on mine.
Well, so you're not hearing me, you have to turn them on. But yeah, Luke Evans.
Okay. Here we go. I knew you was going to do that.
Dracula!
You brought it up. We didn't say nothing. We were listening. You did.
Yeah, director of fuck. I don't know if I want to pronounce this guy's name because I'm gonna flush the hell out of Ryuhei Kitamura. But he did Midnight Meat Train versus Godzilla Final Wars. So yeah, he done a lot of good shit.
Nice belly button.
Is that supposed to be her C-section scar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They look like?
No, they're a lot worse than that.
That's not no C-section scar. It's
maybe
too
she
high.
Had a, maybe she had an appendicitis or something.
My kidney taken out.
Oh, yeah, he did that one movie, The Price We Pay, with Stephen Dorff in it. That was a good movie, the newer one. Haven't seen it. I'd totally recommend.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot. I'll be right back. How professional.
Alrighty then. That guy's name is Gary Grubbs.
Gary! Oh, Gary!
Gary, where are you?
Yeah.
He was in the X-Files. The Burning Bed with Farrah Fawcett.
Django, JFK, hell shit.
You're looking it up. Yeah, he's like not a familiar name, but he's been in a lot of stuff.
Ooh, that man?
Yeah, the old man. I was in the store.
Oh, I don't remember him from anything.
Yeah, Nudie, if case wondering what else we've done and haven't done on the show. Starting to make a list on Letterboxd of movies we've done on the show. It's
finally.
It's a work in progress. I mean, I don't know how many movies I got up to, but I was working on it a while. I was working on it a while ago, and then I just kind of took a break from it, which I had, because fuck, where did I leave off of?
He married a woman named Glenda. He was in Battleship, JFK, X-Files, Fight the Future, The Astronaut's Wife, Django Unchained, as Jake said. He was on The Golden Girls, Hill Street Blues, Loffer Files, Mentalist, Criminal Minds, Married with Children, ER, Bones, NCIS, so he's been on everything.
There goes Tyrus. They probably still put him on here as Brodus Clay. Funk is on the roll.
Everybody knows this guy. Lee Turgeson has been in a million things.
Yeah. Wayne's World.
That guy?
Yep.
Why the background looks so fake? Why it look like it's
because it green is.
Screen?
It's not the best copy, that's why.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. America Oliva was in this too, who was the sleeping bag kill on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
You don't know who that guy is though, Mona? The
who?
Main guy there?
No.
He was in Oz, the TV show.
Oh, was he the one that kept getting raped?
Yeah. Tobias Beecher.
Yeah.
He was in the Weird Science TV show.
I didn't watch that.
I probably watched one episode when I was on the TV.
Oz? It's one of my favorite shows ever. It's
no,
so good.
I bet.
No, which one?
I love the male dick.
Weird Science.
I ain't think about nobody's damn Oz. With Adam BC and all them on there.
Yeah, exactly. He was in The Collection. The Collector and The Collection, he was in that one. Wayne's World, like Jake said. The Purge. I guess it was a TV show.
He's in one of the Texas Chainsaw Massacres.
Yeah, The Beginning. Cast a Deadly Spell. Point Break. What else? Anything that we would know? Jack Ryan TV show on Amazon. Lots of TV. He's in The Following. Shaft movie with Samuel L.
Never seen any of them.
Desert Heat with Van Damme. Been in a lot of stuff, but he'll always be Tobias Beecher to me.
A lot of stuff I haven't seen.
Yeah, so looking at the list, I got 300 movies on the list, so I just need 121 more to catch up. I was just figure out what I don't have listed.
What did you name it?
Just NFW Podcast Watches.
Oh, you're putting it under your thing. You didn't start a separate page. You just put it under your thing. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, put down the ratings, or you just put the movies?
A little bit of both. Yeah. And I do promote the podcast in my bio on Letterboxd. I don't know if it's gotten us any new listeners or not.
I don't think I've even signed into Letterboxd at all this year. I'm so bad with that. So bad.
Yeah, you're bad with forgetting to use. I'm bad with using it too much, honestly.
That's why we didn't even do a top 10 last year, because I don't think I wrote anything down. Camper table. Ah! That's a good one.
What the fuck's even happening?
Yeah.
Well, we just saw them kill a family.
Why? Were they robbing them?
I think so, yes.
Just sent a link to the list to the group. Yeah. Maybe when Susie falls asleep tonight, whatever the hell that may be, I'll try seeing what I've got missing. Wish she would go a decent time, but she just woke up before the show from a nap, so I was like, well.
Are you using the Anchor FM as
Anchor
a, yeah, the web page? Like how do you remember what we did?
I look through the episodes I've got saved on my drive.
Oh, you save all of them too?
Yeah. I'll at least try to.
So you're vain like me. You save all the episodes of all the shows you ever go on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Vain. I don't even listen to anything I'm on.
Me neither.
Yeah, well, you don't like your voice.
I don't like any of me.
I didn't want to say that. I was trying to be nice.
Except for maybe my nose.
Your nose of all things that you like is your nose.
My beak.
Your titties are nice.
I knew you was going to say that. That ain't helping nobody, Nudie. Bad Nudie.
Her legs are ghost white.
Shame.
My whole body is ghost white.
I didn't want to say your ass is ghost white.
I glow in the dark.
She's like the old man on The Simpsons when he was the alien floating around glowing in the dark.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
I forgot his name for a minute.
The old man.
I forgot his name.
Which old man? Plenty of old. There's Grandpa. There's Hans Mole Man.
I know, I thought of Grandpa right away. I was like, when was he naked and white?
Can I get some money for Push Broom Rebristling? I think Hans is like my second favorite character for the show, next to Ralph.
This guy gonna eat his words.
I hope they die.
You just might get your wish.
Yeah, it's a horror slasher movie, so chances are pretty good.
Yeah.
My favorite slasher movie. Yay.
Well, it's not really. It's different than what you like to complain about. this woman, if I could get her to stop complaining about movies.
And find a good one.
She doesn't like Exorcist movies. She doesn't like slashers. I don't know. We let you pick, and that movie was not very good.
Hot mess!
I don't remember it.
Yeah, I wish I didn't remember it.
My eyes are still trying to get that out of my head.
I didn't even say it was good. I just picked it.
I think she picked like another movie we didn't like either, right?
Maybe.
No.
On one of the other shows. Well, oh no, that's coming up. Gummo.
This show.
She's making us watch Gummo.
The second time I picked a movie on this show.
She loves cats, and she's making us watch a movie where they torture cats.
They shoot cats.
Yeah, they shoot them. All I saw was drowning. How dare you?
There's a lot of things in that movie.
How dare you?
Get ready for fucked upness.
I mean, I know don't judge a book on based on its cover, but I've seen screenshots and poster of that movie. I'm like, yeah, not for me.
Yeah, that kid, the Gummo person looks
special. I have a Gummo shirt. I'm going to wear it when we watch it.
I can believe it. That movie sounds like you, Mona. It sounds like something you would like.
Hillbilly Rednecks?
Yep.
I love hillbillies.
So you must like The Hills Have Eyes then, huh? what's the one that they keep on bringing out all of them in the forest? What is it? Wrong Turn. The cannibal joints.
Except the last one.
Last one. I still like the last one. That last one was cool.
Yeah, that one was good.
Yeah, I'm glad I like went into that kind of blind. I mean, I just remember first half hour, I'm like, okay, when the cannibals gonna show up? When are they gonna show up? And then after a while, I'm like, I got a feeling this is a different type of movie now. I saw that cover. I was like, oh, they're going to start dressing up in those outfits, huh? Going to cover up their ugly faces.
It's got Chloe Sevigny in it, too. And she was must have been when she was making her run of weird movies. Because she did Kids and...
She's still in weird movies.
I haven't seen her in a while. This ain't funny to you. They haven't stabbed her yet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly.
She's glad she's not crying, at least.
She gonna be three soon, ain't she?
And halfway there.
Almost halfway. I keep on forgetting she a December baby.
January.
January. Beginning of the year. Mine's is the December baby.
What?
What? The fuck?
What the fuck?
Ow.
Well, at least it wasn't as grody as a Gerald's Game, that scene.
I know, right?
I love that movie.
Oh, you love a movie.
I love lots of movies.
Yeah, she loves what that movie we watched on our date night.
I don't know. We watched a few.
The horse several. One.
Horse?
The Tom Cruise one? Legend. We watched Legend.
Oh, it's unicorns, not horses.
A unicorn's a horse.
Why just call them donkeys then?
And she loves the fucking Munsters remake.
Ugh.
Yeah, of all movies.
Terrible.
Not even I like that movie.
Dope!
Nice.
Just
well, you guys are a bunch
chin.
Of nerds that like repetitive slasher movies.
Yep.
But yeah. I like the Monsters when it was on the regular TV, when it was the right one, not that shit that they had, the Rob Zombie was doing. That shit was atrocious.
It reminded me of me and my dad.
Hey, here's something that's going to make you happy, Nudie. Vince McMahon says he's going to remain WWE champion until death, rag as a nation, or incapacitation. He's going to be there for life.
Oh, he's 78 years old. How much life does he have left?
His mom stayed alive until 103, so I don't even know.
Yeah, he'll get taken out.
Just because mama did it doesn't mean he will.
Yeah.
You know they say mean and evil people last forever.
He's been on steroids his whole life. A world of shit.
I am in a world of shit.
Shit. Bitch. Shit. Bitch. shit.
All you gotta do is give her the penis. Come on, dude.
Maybe she can't get a boner.
Maybe not. Guy, you need to take control of your group. She asked for a ride.
His name is Dracula.
Dracula.
Hootie hoo.
Hootie hoo.
Fucking retarded.
Yeah, should just kill that fucking guy. There's always one guy who goes rogue all the time. Can't be just a good gang of thieves. Nope. Yeah, you should have just stayed upstairs and fucked that girl. Dummy. Oh.
You.
Practically blood. No shit, the fucking knife and a tire, dumbass.
Excuse me.
You gonna make it?
Yep.
Well, let's wait till you see this scene.
Yeah. It's amazing. When I first watched this movie, I was like, okay, this is good. And after this scene, I was like, okay. Send it over the edge.
Exactly. Big ass tires lasted like 5 minutes.
I know, right?
Evidently, somebody did kill him.
Somebody sure did. What kind of a name is Ethan, anyway?
You don't like that name?
For a big guy like that? Come on. Tyrus, well, that's a man's name.
Maybe he wasn't always so big. You never know that.
Do you think?
Ooh.
Bleh. Your most favorite unthing, throw up.
That was just water. You could see.
Maybe he was hungover.
Yeah. Just vodka. Bleh.
It's a lot of...
Good Willis.
I don't even know what that even is anymore. I haven't been that sick in God knows how long.
Yeah.
I don't drink no more.
Last time I was, well, okay, besides the COVID, last time was February, and that was the first time I puked in a while. And we all had the stomach virus with, I think, what Andrew said he has. Yeah, I feel for you, Andrew, those suck.
because I never want to get as drunk as a skunk as I did that one time ever again.
You mean dunk as a ducking snuck?
Yeah, that too.
But those pictures will live on forever, Willis.
I know. That's your you was having a ball with that when you saw that shit.
Yeah, still do every year. Every year. Have birthday, bitch. And Ben dunk have birthday, bitch. Or thanks for last yesterday's birthday, bitch. Something like that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Are you quoting Willis? You get close enough.
It's her. Who's this guy? Like Frankenstein face.
Trying to be John Walsh.
Does that show even come on anymore?
No.
I thought they did like somewhat of a revival. I don't know, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong.
He came back for like a special or something like that a couple of years ago. But other than that, you know, Fox don't do the same stuff like they used to anymore.
No, I used to watch that in Cops.
Cops is on again, but it's on like
reruns.
It's all new, but it's on like Fox app or something like that.
Isn't it on True TV or something like that?
I mean, the reruns probably are. Yeah.
Cops used to be funny. They show everybody acting stupid on that joint. It didn't matter what race you was. If you was on Cops, you always got caught up, no matter who you was. It was nothing. It was no wokeness in that joint.
You fucked up. Yeah, I mean, they only pull over who they pull over. They don't just target anybody. They pull over the ones who are acting like idiots.
Yeah.
Sometimes they let them go. It's rare.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times they did.
I can remember this one episode. It involved a couple in Tennessee. And, well, they were a couple, but they were also brother and sister. Having a domestic. And they're just like, oh, mom's going to be so pissed at us. The cop's just like, what the fuck?
What you going to do when they come for you?
I keep trying to look for some episodes that took place in my city, like probably would have been like earlier last decade, because there was some chick I almost dated whose brother was a cop, and she said that the crew followed him around. I don't know if they ever aired.
We could have seen Jake on TV.
Maybe. Make me think of Scary Movie. First cop, now this, I'm gonna be a star, son.
They basically stole their movies away from Marlon, Wayans, and them.
Yeah,
the studio. Like that was the Weinstein. That was the damn Weinsteins that did that shit to them.
One of the haunted houses. He's like, when they gonna stop making those scary movies without the Wayans brothers?
I want to see that movie coming out called A Blackening. It's a horror movie with a number of black people in it.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called The Blackening?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. You don't say.
Who would have thought?
One of the guys said, we don't know.
Watch. Be quiet and watch.
Willis.
Tell us after, Willis.
Jeez, Nudie.
You gotta watch this scene! No.
Does he get a boner?
Yeah, he gets a boner and he farts.
That'll be amazing.
like in student bodies. Look, Willis, he's a zombie.
Wow.
He had to get delivered there, right?
Well, that's a smart way to do it. Somebody use some common sense.
All right, now you can talk about whatever you're blackening.
Yeah, the movie. They said, well, we're all black, so who's going to be the first one to die?
Yeah, I've seen the poster for it where it's like, we all can't die first.
And the guy is almost like Jigsaw, but the catch is, they said, the only person that's going to last the most, you got to prove who's the blackest. I was sitting there dying laughing at that mess.
She don't put up with no shit either.
Oh, she kicking ass too.
Nope. It's too late.
Too late. Yeah, he's the Terminator, baby.
Basically.
Arnold said he's done with the Terminator movies. He's not doing anymore.
Might as well. I mean, they might as well be done with them. Just period.
I know, right? The last one, it was alright, but it's just it's just played out now. You can't. It's,
there you go, Mona. Man ass.
Just ass.
I mean, really hasn't been a good one. A really good one since T2. So.
But he's still busy. He's got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, I know. He got a lot of Netflix stuff going on.
Some show called FUBAR.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got another movie or something coming on I saw.
He got the documentary about his life coming on Netflix.
Yeah. Say it right, Willis.
Documentary!
Yes, there you go.
He should might as well, if he want to do that last Conan movie, he might as well get Netflix to do that joint for him. I see they got another Hellboy movie coming out.
Isn't that like animated? Or?
No, it was a legit joint. They say they just finished filming it.
Oh, okay.
I guess they got it right in line, finished it before the, just right before the writer's strike happened.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, shit. This motherfucker think he the Predator or some shit.
Make your mind up, Willis. Is he Terminator or Predator?
I guess he a little bit of both then. Bitch.
Witch. He went flying through the air
with the quickest of the ease,
like the great Walenda. Where's my dad?
It's just a fast food.
It's
That guy, such a twat. Well, they ain't going anywhere now.
They should. Motherfucker. You.
Tell him, girl.
Bitched.
Bitched.
You ain't say it right. You're supposed to say it. Bitched. Uh-oh.
And Ben done dying together, bitched.
You know what I was getting ready to say, right? Do your thing, cuz.
Yeah.
I'm laughing. You could do that shit on the Punisher game.
Good chunk out of his head there.
His ear just hanging.
Then to be your ear.
Hello.
You could turn back time.
If you could find a way.
Please don't sing no more. Fucking Cher on our show. How dare you?
Ain't nothing wrong with Cher.
Cher's terrible.
No, she's not. Better than Air Supply.
What's wrong with Air Supply?
Yeah. Come How about
on.
That theme?
I could sing all them love songs to you.
No.
I ain't heard an Air Supply name in a long ass time.
Yeah, you're every woman in the world to me, Mona. You're my fantasy. You're my reality.
What was that? Didn't they have about 3 or 4 different names and shit?
Yeah, I'm all out of love. They had that song that was in the Wendy's hamburger commercials for a while.
Which one?
What the fuck song was it?
Wendy's or Burger King?
It was Wendy's, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember. Yeah, fuck Trump. What everybody seems to say as their last words. Fuck Trump. See, now you wouldn't expect him to get killed pretty quick in the movie. You have to figure he would have lasted the last one, right?
No.
No!
In the Chevy treatment.
He might as well just put a. He might as well walk around with a t-shirt with a skull on his chest and call himself the Punisher and call it a day.
Right?
sorry.
Oh my god, shut up. Alright, Chavez, just fucking kill me if you're gonna just keep talking. Next, you're gonna recite poetry. Bash my own head against the wall.
Now! Talking shit. Talking big shit.
Yes, I'd do the same, lady. Shut up, shut up! You're annoying.
I had the ship. She was in the second Silent Hill movie. That's where I recognize her from.
Silent damn Hill. A third one's supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, I think it's fall.
Yeah. I'm just waiting on the Nightmare on Elm Street fan film to come out. That's what I'm waiting to watch.
Oh. Eat cuckoo.
Just a little bit. See, she could have ended it all, but she saved them.
He's gonna die!
Dead. He's a hamburger now.
Yep.
Barbecued pork.
Mm-hmm. I sent you the thing on the chat, Mona, so you want to look at it.
Thing. Your thing?
The Wendy's commercial. No, not my thing.
The NFW chat? Or?
No, I just sent it to her.
Okay.
Yeah. I can put it in the NFW chat if you want to see it, though. It's kind of stupid, but it's funny.
Double melt from Wendy's. It's got jalapenos, bacon, and 2 pounds of cheese melted between 2 hot, juicy burgers.
Oh, yeah? Well, this burger's not bad.
Making love out of nothing at all.
Making love
out of nothing at all.
Making love
out of nothing at all.
Making love
out of nothing at all.
Making love!
Out of nothing at all!
The jalapeno cheddar double melt from Wendy's. Yeah, don't remember that one.
But you gotta watch it, because the fucking burger's singing.
Bitch, that's all they can have. What about cunt? Listen, cunt. Then she'd listen.
Right.
Hello.
Can't fight.
Meow. That's what happened when I had sleepovers.
Yeah. Who started it? You?
Oh, yes. Do you know how hard it is to pull out hair?
Not in movies.
I've tried. It's hard.
That's what she said.
Ayo.
It's hard.
Pull out hair out of a human head.
Yeah, and it would hurt a lot more than them just going, ow. Only in the movies can you get thrown through a table, slammed against a wall, have hair pull out, and still stand up and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a psycho, so.
Only in Scream 6 can you get stabbed 17 times in the gut with it twisted 14 times and still survive.
Right?
Get gutted
and basically discharged the same day.
Yeah. fucking next Scream movie, like Ghostface should break into their room, slice them, dice, kill them all, and then just start all over, a whole new thing. Take them all out one by one. Boom, 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 boom. It's a bag of hoag. It's Hamburger Man. It's like she knows what's coming. Don't open the door. It's the cabin in the woods. She told you he was dead.
Okay, you got dinner tonight.
This is a good one. I need to find this to have in the collection. Maybe I'll run across it at the Dollar Tree.
I don't know. I've never seen this one at the Dollar Tree.
They have everything at Willis's Dollar Tree.
That's true. My Dollar Tree is now a $1.25 tree. They have a $5 frozen aisle, a $4 frozen one, a $3 frozen one, and they just put in all fucking checkouts of your own, like fucking Walmart.
Good. I think mine's doing the same thing.
Mine's is a $1.25, but that ain't do all that shit yet. It's a real small joint, so I don't think they ever will. I did find Rocky, the first Rocky on Blu-ray out of there for $1.25. There was another movie I picked up out of there too, a Blu-ray for $1.25. What was it? The Initiation Factor or some shit that came out.
I got Shark Knight for a dollar, but they don't ever have anything really good when they have the movies in mind.
I
think I got Dolomite for a dollar.
Oh shit. I found like 3D movies and all kind of shit in mine. I even found video games in mine.
Mine has a lot of DVDs and they're like shitty movies. And I don't buy DVDs anymore unless it's something that's not out in other formats. Yeah. Let's go out in the barn. Let's go in that running car. No, let's go in the barn. That Geico commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you.
Mona, Air Supply's coming to visit, to play at Epcot.
To visit.
Yeah. Coming especially to visit you, Epcot. Judy. So you should come down and I'll take you to go see Air Supply.
Only if we can go backstage.
It'll be a far difference than that headbanging stuff you always listen to.
I don't listen to headbanging music. That's Aaron.
That shit that Ren's then, you don't go there?
Yeah, but those are his thing.
Electronic
music.
So you obviously listen to it. I don't know how anybody can hear any of it. That's all it sounds like to me.
That's funny.
It's true, though. Listen to the videos he posts. Oh,
yeah, I listened to that shit, and I said, what the fuck is this? They sound like they gargling through a fucking gravel and shit.
I don't know how they don't hurt their throats. You listen to electronics? Is that what you said?
Electronic music.
Like what?
I even played the keyboard. I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't. You never told me. You listen to the guy who did the Beverly Hills Cop music?
I even told you, Dum Dum. That was the first song I learned on the keyboard.
She told all of us that on here, Nudie.
No, I must have been high.
Jeez.
How come you never played? How come you never played a concert for me?
Whatever. I don't play a concert for anybody.
Yeah, next time we do a show, next time we do a date night,
alone and sad, all Phantom of the Opera.
Next time it's date night, I want you to play that song for me.
That's a play in my room. I could play it now.
She's got a facial.
She got blood and cocky.
A blue cocky? Yeah, go get your keyboard and play it now for us.
Don't do that.
How about Herbie Hancock Rocket? Can you play that?
No.
Oh, you thinking the old shit out from back in the day.
Because I don't know the new electronic shit.
I don't know it either. That's
Can you play I Ran from a Flock of Seagulls?
Oh, shit.
No, I hate that song. They have so many other better songs.
They do?
Yes.
I only know like two, and I can't remember the name of the other one. How about Safety Dance? We can dance if you want to. Oh, can you play Saga on the Loose?
No, what?
You never heard that song?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm going to have to show you the video. There was a classic in the 80s on MTV. How about Don't You Want Me from Human League?
That's easy.
You can play that?
Yeah, that's easy.
You'll make me hard if you play that.
Ew!
Willis.
I bet you're just hard right now saying that you're going to get hard.
No, it doesn't work that easily. It takes a little more than that.
Arise, penis.
You're funny.
Arise.
We gotta put Saga on.
Do I have to play a little flute like a snake?
You can play my flute.
The skin flute?
Mm-hmm.
Blow, baby, blow. Do you still have my picture on the side of your bed?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's probably why she ain't getting no sleep.
I sent her an autograph 8x10, Willis.
I remember because she didn't show the picture there. That sad looking kiss of yours on that picture.
Hey, she loves it.
Looking like you belong in the Zoolander movie.
That's his blue steel.
After the movie, I posted the Saga video in the chat, so go play it after and tell me if you can play that song. Trying to think of some other keyboard stuff. Can you play Sister Christian?
Fuck that song. That's the first song ever.
You just naming shit she just hates.
She hates everything, though, so it's hard not to hit something that she hates. She hates almost everything.
Okay, that's not it.
My site does not have anything good no more like it used to. Whatnot. I guess I got all the good stuff I wanted.
No. I need the xylophone effect.
Can you play that?
No. I need the xylophone.
That sounds like something off of one of them 80s cartoons.
The xylophone. This guy fucking hanging out.
That's what, like, every guy walking down my street looks like. All greedy what? And bloody.
A bloody mess.
And they think nothing happened.
Zoinks!
Highwayman Motel. Because he's not going to find you there. This guy.
Yes. No, I'm a cop. The haunted one.
Don't handle no credit card, bitch.
How about $900 cash?
He's gonna give him the card that the other guy used.
Such an asshole, like, all the time. Like, I hope he gets killed real good.
The old man?
I don't remember.
Sheriff.
I'm gonna tell.
You're gonna tell?
He's telling.
Oh.
That was his telling face.
He used that other guy's credit card.
What other guy? There's a lot of guys in here.
I think he stole it from that killer.
Oh.
He stole the car.
Holy shit! There's a fucking pay. There's a money for her. Money for her return.
Are you okay, Nudie?
Yeah. I just lost my train of thought for a minute.
Do you know where you are?
I am doing a podcast with all my friends.
Do you know what year it is?
1990.
What were you doing in 1990?
Dreaming of you.
No, I was 10 years old, pervert.
Yeah, I was only 21.
Ah!
1990, I was still in high school.
I was 5.
I don't remember what I was doing in 1990. Probably working and jerking. Same as I do it now.
What were you wearing?
Nothing. I don't like to wear anything when I do that. Gets messy.
Yeah. Stupid.
You.
Why, he wants you to pee on him. Can we listen? Because Mona likes to hear people pee.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that other girl in the shower?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is she going to hit on her too?
Probably.
Hey, girl, want to come on in?
See? That's why you like this movie.
I honestly don't remember. I remember the key scenes, but I don't remember everything. I didn't even take a gummy tonight.
What?
I don't know.
What?
What?
Ah, did you hear Loki? What, Loki?
Mm-hmm.
Watching the movie?
Loki.
He looks Asian.
Surprised they're not showing her titties.
They did briefly.
They did in Friday the 13th. So maybe she said no more titties. I'm an actress, damn it. I'm not just tits.
Hello.
That must be so well because Friday 13th, Maniac Only Live, Bitch Slap, Neighbor.
She was in another one, like American not Psycho, but something else where she actually played a killer.
I think that's Neighbor. I might have seen that one. I don't know if it was the two biggest ones she was in. She was in Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. And, well, she was in Transformers movie.
Which one?
Revenge of the Fallen.
Ah, oh, fuck that movie. I hate that one. That shit is fucking stupid. That was during the writer's strike. That's why that movie was so bad.
She was a Frisbee girl, that's what she was, according to Heather Fox.
What? Well, you should be, you dumb bastard. You just killed your whole family. Get up! I'm gonna go get a gummy.
I'll be right back.
Oh, it'll kick in when it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in time to go to bed.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
When Nudie leaves.
Of course.
And you. What? Yes.
She's looking like you done fucked up.
Oh my god, how did you get in the shower?
Oh, there you go.
There they are. Big face.
Yeah, they were showing them earlier. She was like, oh, dude, you just missed them. But nope, you got back in time for another shot.
They brought him back for you, Nudie.
Just in time for titties.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mer-gerd. This guy will kill anybody. No shit's given. He hit her vagina. He said, "You can see my titty, but not my vagina." What the fuck?
That's fucked up.
That's the end of that, bitch.
Here we go again.
Like, get in.
I'm confused now.
Why are you confused?
Confused about.
I thought he was trying to save her all this damn time.
Yeah, but she was his victim.
Oh, okay.
She was kidnapped.
A serial killer.
Yeah, he wanted to send her back.
And they found her in his trunk when they kidnapped him.
I missed that part.
Evidently.
Yeah, this movie is very confusing.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you doing, Willis?
I probably had my head down looking at something and missed that part.
It's not so complex, you know, like Leprechaun Origins, of course.
Shut up! Yeah.
You got it. Ain't that the truth? That movie's really confusing. What the fuck are you looking at?
To try and buy some video games.
Jesus Christ. You have all fucking day to do that. You gotta do that while we're watching a podcast?
Oh shit, he's looking like bootleg on Jeepers Creepers.
Still better than the last action. Jeepers Creepers movie.
I haven't watched it. Don't even bother to watch it.
Don't. It was like he made it on his laptop.
I've not seen it either.
Better than the actual bootleg Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers, where do you get them people?
Yeah, this movie's just getting worse. Or each entry, that seems. So, well, nowhere to go but up after that last one, I guess.
What? So I'm going to be the one to kill her.
Oh, cut him in the balls.
Balls.
Good. Every man in this movie needs a ball stabbing. Slicing.
Just the movie, though, not us.
Silence.
Guy got run over by a car, and he's moving around like nothing happened.
Well, again, you hope you got turned through the glass table and all that shit.
Well, this is a WWE film, so they just take it from off of wrestling. You got to do some wrestling moves in the movie, damn it.
You forgot to move the bodies.
You took the headstones, but you left the bodies.
That's my favorite part.
You left the bodies.
But you didn't move the bodies.
Yeah, Come on, you and me, we'll travel the world together. Come on.
Yes, jeez.
You and me against the world.
I did try to even on big words.
And then
make my day.
Go ahead, make my day.
Oh, God damn it.
God damn it. Yeah. You got to pump it up. Love me.
They got married and lived happily ever after.
Emma. Shoot him in the balls. Well, it's nice to know you, Mr. Grubbs.
Ooh. There goes his head, like my neighbor.
Oh, shit. Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
No mercy.
That's what he gets for being a nosy old man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how dare he? How dare he run a hotel?
I'm nosy, I'm probably going to get killed.
Nosy.
Going outside. Hey, what's going on out here?
Yeah.
And that guy.
Oh my god, it's him.
Smother him. Pull the plug.
Yeah, do you need something cooler? That is in the movie!
Slow clap.
No one lives.
Oh, she lives.
Okay, I remember trying to watch this one night and I fell asleep on the movie. And I remember seeing the ending and that was about it.
Why did you fall asleep?
I think it was on like around about 11:30. It was when I forgot what channel. I think it was like Epix or something like that. It was just they used to show horror movies on late at night on a Friday night. One of them channels. I think it was Friday Night Fright Fest or some shit.
Ew!
You kind of love how you would have probably liked that man to touch them.
Ew.
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 All right. No one lives.
That guy did. That girl did. What do you think I thought? Ew. It had good kills. Lots of meat. Meaty people. But, ew. That's all I have to say.
Willis.
I like the movie. I'm going to have to see it again. I give it about a 7.5.
All right, Jake.
Yeah, this movie, it's only the second time I've seen it, but man, it's just as awesome as I remembered it. I mean, like I said, the first time I saw it, it was cool. Then King Hasini comes out of that guy, that big old fat guy's body. I'm like, oh shit, that's it, over the edge for me. So, I'm going 8 on this one.
Yeah, a second time for me. First time was when it first came out. And yeah, I think it's fun. I love it. Good kills, good gore. Leprechaun looks good. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a 7. I think it's good shit. And I'm just kinda sad that they never made a sequel.
Hey, you never know, man. Mutilators get a sequel. Never say never.
I know, right?
10 years later.
Yeah, it's a little late I think for that, but yeah, good stuff.
Oh, no sequel, darn.
Well, can't please everybody. What are you going to do? So, yeah, thank you for joining us tonight. This was a fun episode. And we'll be back again next time. So this has been your NFW podcast. And good night.
Peace out.
Nice.
Ew.
Yeah.